record and we'll look up the book. I think it's been a little while. I did read what was here and I do remember what was going on now. He was about to strike a deal with a very fetching Asiatic looking woman, I believe it was. And I think we're going to back up just a bit of a page. Okay, let's go ahead and start at the beginning of chapter 10, just because even if it overlaps on the recording, it's not going to hurt anybody. Alrighty. Okie doke. Well, I guess we have the bubbly one beforehand. That's going to start this. Let's see here. Yes, I'm sure, Holly said, her pale shoulders straightening. Well, let's test that then a bit. I'm not a great person. Ooh, and I don't have the music down. Let's fix that. That should be better. Not a great person. I do what I must. That means you'll end up... Oops, let's see here. That means you'll end up privy to a number of secrets as my wife. Would you swear an oath to secrecy as if you were nothing more than one of my people?
I would, Holly said immediately, nodding her head.
Then please do so, on Leia's name. No less. On pain of death and losing your soul. For the secrecy of anything I tell you in this room today, and anything that happens in this room today. In return, I'll swear an oath that nothing untoward will happen to you in this room today. Holly blinked, her eyes unfocusing as she stared through his head. Then I do swear, on Leia's name, for the secrecy of what is said in this room and done in this room, on pain of death and the loss of my soul.
All right, she's willing to wait a little bit, he thought.
Welcome, Kiba. A little bit out into the water. Let's see how deep she'll go. First, I have a dungeon that I'm slowly filling with women. Women I'm turning into my personal sex slaves. Pawns, or, well, tools. I plan on having them... serve me till they die. I plan on expanding their number significantly. What do you think about that? Holly's mouth opened, her tongue touching the front of her teeth. I think that sounds like a lot of work, and you could use a helper, or someone to manage the house while you take care of your business.
That's certainly a good answer. So if I cornered my local nobility into giving up their daughters in trades and turned them into whatever I wanted, you'd have no qualms?
No, so long as you continue to support my family and my needs.
Alex nodded to that. It was definitely an answer he appreciated as well.
He'd need to dig into the details on what support she needed later. If I had you put in a cell with them to find out what they wanted, what made them tick, their needs, you'd do so?
Betray them to me so I could turn them inside out into bed pillows for my own needs?
Yes, if that's what you needed of me.
as an example of what I mean. Two here, Alex said, hooking a thumb at Carla, is my bodyguard and personal bed warmer. Once a week, it's in my domain to plow her into bed and fill her up. For now. Thoughts? Holly's eyes flicked to Carla then and back. I would hope you've purchased her mother's bane, as I would prefer not to worry about bastards of my husband running around. Alex smiled at her wolfishly, deciding to close the trap and see how far she'd go for this. Yes, I'm supplying her with all the mother's bane she can eat. Let's take this a step further, though. If I decided I wanted to splay my dear two apart wherever we were, Alex said, patting Carla on the rear end, then giving it a firm squeeze, and fill her up to the brim with my seed, then make you chow down on her until you fished it all out with your tongue, what would be your response? Holly sighed. Her face took on a pained expression. Then she gave him a bitter smile. I suppose I'd be eating out your servant until I was done. Desperate indeed, he thought. Let's push it further. What if I told you that's how you'd be able to get to the next interview, and there'd still be no guarantee I'd marry you? Holly seemed to stop breathing, her eyes floating from Alex to Carla and back again.
Would this count as your one time this week? Carla asked, getting his attention. She was clearly looking for her own angle in this exchange.
Yeah, it'd count, Alex confirmed.
Do you have to come in me again? I leaked for days last time.
Damn. That I do. Part of the fun, filling you up to bursting, is something I really enjoyed.
Holly cleared her throat, getting his and Carla's attention. She held up a single finger. You wouldn't mount me during this exchange. My maidenhead would be intact. You wouldn't touch me in any way, Alex. I see no reason to give you that if you'll not be my husband, excuse me.
Ah, yeah. You'd keep your maidenhead. I'd not touch you in a sexual way, Alex confirmed.
Holly nodded her head slowly. She was very clearly torn on this, but he imagined he himself was the only significant possibility to help her.
And her family. Then I suppose you'd better hurry up and get to it. The interviews don't have time limits, but it'd be circumspect if we took too long.
Holly said, her tone sounding resigned. Alex knew his crystal wasn't full, and this might just be a deal that could push him along.
All right. Let's make this official then. I'm going to mount too and fill her up with my seed. You, Holly, need to get it out and eat it up. I'm not going to touch you during the exchange, but I'm sure as hell going to watch. For this deal, I'd move you to the next interview round and earnestly consider you as my wife. On Leia's name, Alex said, closing the oath for himself.
Holly took a deep breath, shuddering. I agree to the terms as you've listed them. On Leia's name, she said. Heavens help me.
Great. Go lock the door, Holly. Alex said, standing up, pulling the tongue of his belt out, and he started to work off his pants off. Drop your trousers and hop on the table, too. Time for you to earn your keep.
My keep isn't earned on my back. You hired me to keep your narrow ass safe, Carla said. She unhooked her weaponry and shield and set it down on the ground. Grumbling, she started to work on her belt.
Today, that nice ass is earning your keep. So put it on the table and get on your back and spread those legs for me.
I was looking forward to this, Alex said. He didn't want to antagonize her, but in the same breath, he had to keep her shame about the situation up to a degree.
She's so cute.
You're just surrounded by kittens today, aren't you, sir? Otherwise, she'd be of no value in trades. Carla, that is.
What?
Carla asked, annoyance and anger clear in her voice. Her pants hit the ground with the clank of her belt buckle. All she had left on was her leather armor and the padding under that.
I was looking forward to this, having you. I wasn't teasing when I said you felt great.
Alex stood in front of the table and patted it.
Come along, too, he said, smiling at Carla.
The door is locked, Holly said, rejoining them. Carla complained under her breath as she got up on the table. Shimmying around, she got to the point where her bottom was at the edge.
First a desk, now a table, she said.
Alex shrugged his shoulders and stepped up between her legs. Reaching up, he started to unstrap her leather armor.
Maybe you'll get a bed next time, or maybe I'll give it to you in the coach with the new wife watching.
Don't know yet. Carla fended his hands off gently.
Stop it. Just hurry up.
Stop it. Will you just... Oh, for goodness sake. I'm not getting my, my...
Don't know yet, he said. Carla fended his hands off gently.
Stop it. Just hurry up. We have work to do today after this.
Fine. Next time I'll get you properly undressed. I'd love to devour you with my eyes again. Pressing a hand to her shoulder, he pushed her down to the table. Carla folded her legs, pointing her knees to the ceiling, and spread her legs, settling onto the table. Taking a peek down, Alex didn't miss that her entrance was wet and glistening.
You're getting warped, aren't you two? He thought,
getting forced into the shape I want. Excited about being used in front of another woman and having her eat you out.
We'll need to fix up your clothes and hair soon. Get you a collar and a tag.
Not far off, though, he thought to himself. Taking hold of his girth in his left hand, he reached up with his other hand and gently caressed Carla's hip. She didn't flinch away at his touch this time. Consent. She wasn't against this, rather. He pressed the tip into her and took a better stance. Laying his left hand on her other hip, he took hold of her. Leaning forward, he sank himself into her depths without any resistance at all. Carla closed her eyes, her lips pressing together. She looks like she's actually rather into it, he thought, and doing her best to hide it, or stop herself from enjoying it. We can use that. Reaching the hilt, he ground himself against her hood and lips. He felt her insides twitch, even as her fingers curled into her palms. Pressing his hands tight to her sides, Alex started to pull himself back, then forward into her again, pushing himself into her hips. Alex slid in and out of Carla smoothly, his hands holding her tightly. He upped his speed and force with each consecutive entry.
All the while he watched Carla intently, trying to gauge her reaction. Her cheeks were flushed now. Her breathing had changed on a subtle level. Finding a good rhythm and burying himself into Carla with each forceful thrust, he looked up to Holly. She was watching the space between himself and Carla intently. Then her eyes flicked up to Alex. He gave her a predatory grin, then deliberately slid his eyes down her body and back up again. Holly stood straighter, her face turning a deep, dark red. Looking back to Carla, Alex sped up and pounding himself into her legs deep inside of her. He wanted to see Holly push up between Carla's thighs. Pushed up imperceptibly to the point that he doubted his hearing. He could hear tiny grunts and moans from Carla, punctuating each of his thrusts.
"Get ready, Holly," Alex said. "Go ahead and crawl under us as soon as you can. Take over when I'm done with this beauty here."
Carla's eyes slid open. They were a little out of it, he thought, but she was mostly there. She was watching him. From what he could see, she was enjoying this now, grinning at her obvious pleasure, despite her claims otherwise. I am. Oh. Alex pumped hard and fast into her, his shaft spasming as he started to peek, grunting and pushing himself up against her to drive himself as deep as he could. Alex ground down on Carla's hips. With each spurt, he pushed into her roughly, unwilling to pull away until he was completely done. He held tight to Carla, letting out a slow breath. He finally felt his climax end. Nothing else spilled out of him. A touch out of breath, Alex bent over Carla and pressed his forehead to her armored chest. "I know you don't do anything to help it along, but by the gods and goodness, you feel good too," Alex said. Carla mumbled something incomprehensibly before he felt a hand pat him on the back of his head. "Get up so she can dig in. I've never been eaten out by a noblewoman," Carla said, her fingernails grazing the back of his skull. At the mention of her, Alex felt Holly shift beneath him, her head touching his balls before she jerked away from him. Standing up, he pulled himself out of Carla, making sure to smear his tip against her clit and lips. "Be sure to lick that up," he commanded, before dropping into the chair next to them. Holly took a deep breath, then opened her mouth and leaned in. Her tongue slid out and she began to lap up Alex's seed that he deliberately wiped all over Carla's slit. Alex picked up Holly's interview sheet and began to idly fill it out as he watched. Carla shuddered and Holly finished up with the outside of her. Leaning in further, Holly wormed her tongue up into Carla.
"Good. Be sure to get it all out and swallow it down, Holly," Alex said. "In fact, if you can manage to get a big clump of it and show me it, then swallow, I'll give you all the questions for next week's interview. On Leia's name, I swear."
Alex ticked the box to move her to the bride selection and listed her as a finalist. He wouldn't tell her that, of course. He might be able to get more from her in the second interview, let alone the final one. Holly grunted at that, presumably accepting or declining the offer, with her face pressed tight to Carla's privates. It was unintelligible. Carla's head turned to one side, her eyes falling on Alex as Holly worked her internally, clearly repressing a shudder. The ex-bandit was obviously enjoying herself, or at least Alex believed so. He gave her a wide smile, watching her being devoured, and was surprised when she gave him a tiny smile in return.
My lord,
Holly said, turning her face to him and getting his attention. Her face was sticky, stained with seed and Carla's fluids. Opening her mouth, she showed Alex a mouthful of his seed, her tongue swirling it around to demonstrate it. Then she closed her mouth, visibly swallowed, and went back between Carla's thighs.
Damn, isn't she fun? Getting worked up again. Wait. What do I get out of letting her eat me out? Carla asked. Nothing. Other than having a noble woman go down on you. You didn't broker a deal for anything, Alex said. Carla groaned. Whether in anger or pleasure, he couldn't tell. Alex set 6 sheets to the left side of the table, making sure to put Holly, Anna, and Eugenia on top.
Leaning back in his chair, he stared up at the whitewashed ceiling of the Britt Mansion. He'd narrowed his choice down to 2 of those 3 ladies, even before Holly had finished up with Carla. At first, he'd put Anna on the discard pile, but with how readily she'd accepted everything and the sheer size of her dowry, he couldn't deny his own greed. That she was one of the hottest ladies he'd seen so far, with a body to match? You put Eugenia in? Carla said, over his shoulder.
Yep.
She'd be pretty useful. We'll see how she does in the next interview.
I might see if I can get her to do something to make it to the final interview, Alex said, shrugging. Feeling like being eaten out again? Maybe. You realize you're poisoning the relationship at the start, doing that, though? Carla asked.
Looking to her, he hesitated in his response, telling her how he was handling others, might give her ideas on how he'd been handling her. They're all in need of me, some desperate, some not. The 3 I picked are more on the desperate side of things. There were women with more connections, better alliances possibly, or simply better talent. Hell, or just prettier than Eugenia. You saw them. The problem is they all would want to be treated equally. I have no desire for a partner. I need minions, Alex said with a shrug. Which is why I'm here rather than rotting as a corpse somewhere, Carla said with a strange look on her face. And I know, she's lost her accent. Sorry, guys. I'm stuffed to no end right now. Accurate, he said. I am really stuffed. I can barely breathe. No. Oh, no. I might not be able to read then. But you can try it. Accurate. Yeah. You have a skill set I need. And you're in a position I could leverage. So, it wasn't to turn me into your personal fuck doll? Originally, no. That's just a benefit that came secondary with you being cute and built well. Carla mumbled to herself and pressed her fist to her eyes. She was dressed in her off-duty gear, which was padded armor and a short sword rather than her full kilt. This was what she felt was suitable for wearing in the mansion.
You're such a prick, she said through her hands.
Sorry, too. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to be the Count of Britt, and to rule it decisively.
My kidnapping opened my eyes.
Oh, is that him? Oh, my. Oops. My kidnapping opened my eyes.
You're never going to release me, are you? She said. It wasn't really a question.
No, too. You're bound to me until you die. If it makes you feel better, I don't plan on spending your life frivolously. You're quite valuable to me.
And speaking of value, I'd like to offer you a deal. Simple things for something I know you want.
Ugh, more deals? You already bed me. You work me to death, and you use me on another woman. What else can you do to me?
Oh, a number of things. But I can also give you quite a bit, too. Alex said, folding his hands in his lap. I never asked you about what you needed to do in town with all that money, but I'm going to assume family or friends. An example of something you could do is to set up part of your salary to be turned over to someone here for you. Carla dropped her hands and glared at him severely.
Did you spy on me when I went out on my day off?
No, just a guess, that's all. Would you like that, though?
Surprisingly, Carla pouted and nodded her head.
Yes. But you want something extreme for it?
Not at all. I'll make this one simple. I want you to wear a collar with a silver and gold tag on it that simply reads, "2." That's it. I'll do exactly what I said. You just have to dictate how much to give out.
You want me to wear a dog collar?
She said uncomprehendingly. Yes, too. I want you to wear a collar around your pretty throat. A nice one, with my ownership tag on it and your name. Come now. It's a very simple trade. It costs you almost nothing, and you get something you know you need. You'll look good in it.
Fine. Yes. You insufferable jerk. Yes, Alex, I agree, Carla groused, folding her arms across her chest. I swear on my oath to your terms.
Well and good. I also swear to those terms. Next, I'd like to offer you your own room here in the mansion, your own room in our capital, and possibly your own house down the road, Alex said, moving quickly to his next offer. Carla's eyes shot up to the top of her head. She was an expressive woman.
That's unexpected. I thought I'd have to sleep like a dog at the foot of your bed for the rest of my life.
I think I might have a secondary story to read when I'm done here.
Simple as it might be.
Hardly, he said.
And what do you want for that?
I want you to let me style your hair in the way I deem fitting. And for you to address me as master, unless otherwise specified.
My hair?
She asked, a hand going to her very short hair.
Yeah, your hair, and calling me master, for a room here in the mansion of your own, a room in the castle back at Brit of your own, and maybe a house at some point down the road of your own.
Why my hair?
Carla asked, still fingering said non-existent locks. Because you'd look much prettier with longer hair. Carla's face flushed quickly, turning her face to one side.
I agree to your terms,
And I swear to the oath, she said.
I accept, and agree to the terms as stated. I'll have your room put together tomorrow, too.
Thank you, Master,
Carla said, not meeting his eyes.
Ah, there's that little bit of shame he likes to have. Sadistic bastard.
Chapter 11. Alex wandered into the large banquet hall with private rooms attached. It was the perfect location for the ball they were hosting for him, and this time around they'd invited a number of bachelors to draw even more women.
That's moving slowly.
Sorry, it caught the eye. After all, if you were already interviewing for one man, why not several? Alex had no doubt he was the top-selling ticket here, but who knew? Maybe someone would show up he didn't expect. On top of that, tonight would bring a new set of women to go on their first interviews. That and three who'd made it to their second. They'd even managed to make this a masquerade ball, a last-minute change that Walter had come up with. They'd been doing an audit on the local warehouses they owned when they'd discovered several crates full of unused masks. Something to be said for being anonymous. Remind me to thank Walter for this idea. I might be able to get more information from the new girls before they interview with me. I wonder if I could talk to Eugenia, Holly, or Anna with this on. Keep myself unknown. Doubt it. He and Carla were dressed much like everyone else. Carla's mace had been modified a bit to look more akin to a cane. At a glance, one would never think it was a steel weapon of death. Carla pulled at the tunic she was wearing. More than likely frowning beneath her frog mask. Little tight, she said. That's what you get for being decently filled out. You're the one that wanted to wear a man's tunic, remember? Alex said, leaning up against the table next to her. Men and women were moving around, talking, chatting, flirting. Alex had no desire to do any of that right now, and was mostly concerned with watching everyone else.
Steal that tongue of yours, Master.
Carla murmured, pulling down on her tunic.
What? Can't take a compliment? Alex asked. He reached up to adjust his mask, a badger, and sighed.
It's almost time yet. Oh, excuse me. Is it almost time yet? This is pointless. 5 minutes more. I think... Want to go in early? Carla asked, her head turning towards a large clock set on the back wall of the hall.
Could we?
I could also think of something fun to do with you in 5 minutes.
That's not happening. And why the hell can't we go in early? They'll know you are who you are after the interview anyways. It's not like you'll be secret after that.
Besides, the first three are the second pass interviews. They already know you.
That's a good point. All right, yeah. Grab whatever you want from the table and let's go.
I don't want anything from here, Carla said, her annoyance in her voice.
I wonder what she's mad about.
Problem? He asked, turning towards the meeting room that he'd been assigned.
Huh? I'm not... Well, the food we eat is really fatty.
And she's not working out the same way she used to. She's worried about putting on weight.
I see. Well, I know there's a training room in the mansion if that'd help, Alex said, making sure to make no mention of weight gain.
Haven't had any days off yet. No time. But I will as soon as my day off gets here. I already planned out what I want to do.
Well, for what it's worth, I haven't noticed a change in you. I don't even believe there's one.
Same sleek, sexy two I met on the road, Alex said, opening the door for her.
Dangerous, slightly evil, and just what I want.
He waited as she entered before him. Once she looked around, she turned her head to him to face him. Her eyes looked more than a little annoyed through the eye holes in the mask.
Don't tempt me, Master. I've killed many more for much less.
I know you have. It's why I hired you. Your looks were secondary.
The room was simple. And given to a very common decoration. It was truly meant for meetings. And that was it. Alex sat down in the chair positioned behind the desk. The only other chair in front of it.
Does the door lock? Alex asked, pulling his satchel off of his shoulder and setting it down.
He leaned down and pulled out his fresh stack of interview sheets.
It does, said Carla from the door.
Gonna try to bury yourself in one?
If I can, we'll see. Otherwise, you're the only possibility.
Setting the sheets up in an orderly pile, he pulled the top one over and started reading through it.
Where in the world did you figure this out?
Carla said, staring over his shoulder.
Never seen the like.
Huh? It's fairly normal for stuff like this.
What's it say?
She asked, gesturing vaguely at the paper.
She can't read. I wonder if she can't, I might be able to broker that later with her.
Huh. Just basic information like this is her name, Eugenia, Alex said, pointing to her name. I could teach you sometime if you like.
For a deal, Carla said. For a deal. Though I think I could be generous on that one. You being able to read would be beneficial to me.
The door opened, and a woman wearing a blue fox mask walked in. She closed the door behind her, peeling off the mask. It was Eugenia, of course. She gave him a smile and walked over to the table.
Count Britt, it's a pleasure to see you. I was surprised that you invited me back to another interview. I wasn't sure you liked me.
I liked you just fine, Eugenia, Alex said, not pulling his mask off. With her mystery went further than knowing. I think the bigger problem was that you might not be willing to swear such an oath of secrecy.
I wasn't. Not at first, at least. I am now, though. I think it'd be worth it.
Oh? All right. Let's start with that, then. You swear to keep my secret safe, not to betray me to anyone, not to reveal any of my private life to anyone else, on pain of death and loss of your soul, on Leia's name, Alex said. He checked his crystal this morning before coming. He'd gauged it as being about 80% full. Holly had counted for quite a bit. For someone so tied up in figuring this out, it might count for a bit with Eugenia, he thought.
Yes, I do swear, on Leia's name, Eugenia said after a deep breath. Now, what is it you want to keep secret?
Laughing to himself, Alex realized why she'd come. He was interesting. A puzzle. The moment she had him figured out, she'd bail. Now, where's the fun in telling you? You'll just have to marry me to find out. Suffice it to say, it's nothing that would impact or impair my ability to be your husband and care for you and yours.
Really? No budging on that one? She asked, leaning forward over the desk, giving him a good view of her cleavage.
I guess I could, but I think you'd have to crawl under my desk and show me how devoted you are to learning those secrets early. I'd hate to share my mysteries with a woman who wasn't even involved in learning them. Eugenia blinked at the request snapping through her brain like lightning bolt.
Did you just tell me to perform fellatio on you? She asked, her voice going up an octave.
I did. That'd be the price to learn my secrets at this juncture.
Fellatio? Carla asked.
I told her to blow me, Alex said, turning to Carla.
Huh.
Oh.
Oh. Huh. Never heard that word before.
I never,
Eugenia said, looking rather angered and affronted. She'd apparently been subjected to.
Your call. We can continue with the interview, or you can get to work, Alex said. He'd wanted to know where she fell, and if she'd balked that hard now, he doubted he could use her later. Her pride and stubborn nature might be too much.
Or I could leave,
she said as she stood up. I will consider your words, and I'll let you know if I would like to be considered for the final interview.
Though I sincerely doubt it.
All right. There's the door, Alex said, pointing. Be sure to send in the next one.
Eugenia walked through it without another word, putting her mask back into position as she went. He wasn't concerned. He'd already mostly decided on Holly.
She seemed malleable to his desires. Someone would have to really stand out in their first interview to win him over. Looking to his master list, the next interview should actually be Holly, which meant he could be done with this whole process in the next hour if she won him over. The door opened and closed again, with a petite woman in a burgundy dress and a cat mask standing in front of the door.
"My lord," said Holly from behind the mask.
"Hello, Holly. Thank you for coming. Please come join me and have a seat," Alex said. Pulling off his mask, he set it to one side and gave her a genuine smile. "It's good to see you." Holly paused in front of the desk, then reached up and slowly pulled off her mask. She was uniquely different, as he remembered. In fact, she might be growing on him because he found her rather pretty today. Adjusting her dress, she sat down gently in the chair and laid her mask down next to his.
"It's good to see you again, Count Britt," she said, her eyes coming up to meet his and remaining.
"Did you bring what I asked you for, or at least memorize it so we can discuss it?" he asked, pulling out a blank sheet of paper.
"Yes, though I worry over why you wish to know this information. It's my family's business."
"If I marry you, it'd be my business, though I can swear you an easy oath with no return from you," Alex said, as he wanted her at ease. "To a degree, I promise to keep everything you tell me in this room regarding your family in complete confidentiality. I also swear to not use the information to jeopardize, harm, or gain in any way leverage against your family and its business on Leia's name." "Though I make no promises not to use it against you, my dear Holly," he thought to himself.
"Ah, thank you, Count Britt. I appreciate that. Then yes, I can share it.
From our last discussion, I gather there are some serious problems going on." Holly hesitated before giving him a broken smile.
Was I that desperate?"
"A little, but that's okay. Let's go with the easy route. What would you expect from me as your husband in regard to your family? Rather than telling me everything, let's focus on the part that falls into my sphere on the Venn diagram."
"Whose diagram?"
"Never mind. Just what would you want from me if I were your husband?"
"That is, financial assistance would be the primary one."
"Okay, that's not unexpected considering you have no dowry. Could I ask specifics?"
"My family vested in new technology for our fields," Holly said, her hands in her lap. Her eyes left his and went on an adventure around the room. "The increase was significant, but the sale of the excess was not enough to cover the debt. The interest is slowly killing my father. We are able to make payments now, but it's clear that we will be unable to ever resolve the debt. We're not paying it off faster than the interest is collecting."
Alex nodded at that. He'd seen it before a number of times in smaller businesses that he'd acquired. Overpromise and underdeliver on an investment. "And what's the current payment amount?" Alex said, scratching some quick notes down onto paper.
"I don't know. Father won't tell me."
"Ah, that's not chump change then. And the principal of the investment?"
"The what?"
"What was the original amount borrowed?"
$80,000. I believe we paid off $40,000, but we're not making the payments in full anymore. Father defaulted and had to sign a new contract, and the interest went higher. But now, there's no minimum pay. We're falling behind further each time now. We make the current payment, but it isn't high enough to exceed the amount of the interest picked up from the next cycle. Each payment is due more than The last. I know that if we can go above a certain amount, the contract will change again.
Right. And the interest?
That... My father...
Holly trailed off, her eyes locked to the table. Holly?
30% on the total owned is what Father said.
That's hefty, all right. If we wed her, he thought, we'll need to make a massive outlay to drop it down to a reasonable amount, something they can make payments on. We'll need the exacts afterward to make it work. That's going to wipe out a decent chunk of our reserve. Suppose that's better than having His Highness dictate my marriage. Price of freedom and all that, he thought to himself.
I... My Lord Alex, I know it's excessive, but I believe... I know. I'm worth it. Holly said.
He'd missed the first part, but guessing from what he did catch, it really didn't matter. And how are you worth it? Alex asked, looking up to her. Should we push? He wondered.
I already demonstrated what I'm willing to do for you. I'd be your loyal wife in all ways. But I won't do anything further until you wed me. I believe I demonstrated my willingness already, Holly said, meeting his gaze firmly with her own.
Huh. All right. That's good, though. If she has a bit of a spine, that'll serve my purpose later. Anything else you'd need from me for your family?
I think Father would want to send my niece to learn from you. She's only a year younger than I. My oldest brother's daughter. She would be in line for succession of our titles.
Agreeable? Anything else? Best tell me now, because if it isn't in the contract, it won't happen.
No. Nothing else for my family.
Anything for yourself? Anything? Holly shook her head.
No, my Lord Britt. No limits on me. I would be bartering myself for my family. Just please don't give me to anyone else.
That I can agree to, but I may have you service other women. I'm attempting to subvert my own desires. I can promise it will not happen frequently, and I will be willing to settle on a firm monthly number if that appeases you.
I think that'd be acceptable, yes, Holly said, giving him a small smile.
Wonderful. That's all I had, Holly. Please send in the next candidate.
Of course, yes. Thank you, my Lord Britt, Holly said, bowing her head and scooping up her mask. Before the door could even close behind Holly, Anna bounced in. It was obviously her from... the impressive display of flesh and the expensive-looking dress. She was wearing an owl mask, which she promptly pulled off as she skipped over to him. Her face wore a warm and wide smile as she bounced. "Husband!" she gushed, leaning over and planting a kiss on his lips.
"It's so good to see you. Do you think we'll be done after this?"
She promptly sat down at the desk, then looked to Carla and waved a small, finely manicured hand at her.
"Hello. Did he fill you up again? Did he at least clean you up this time?"
Kind of," Carla said, shifting her weight from foot to foot, clearly unsure what to say.
"That's good. I'll make sure he takes better care of you once I'm your mistress," Anne said, nodding her head.
Then she turned back to Alex and unleashed that blazing smile on him.
"Hello, Anna," Alex said, unable to keep himself from smiling back at her. "How are you?"
"I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm excited to be married. Mother said it was the best thing in her life. Daddy said he was glad you accepted me, though was confused that I didn't have a contract yet. He thinks I misunderstood, but I think he just doesn't understand our connection.
To be fair, Anna, I haven't said I'd marry you, Alex said amicably. She was hard to be mean to, but he didn't want her to be misled, which was a new feeling for him.
I know, but it's only a matter of time. You need someone to talk to, if only to work your thoughts out. I'm a great listener, and I don't judge, Anna said, folding her hands in front of herself.
And if I told you I had another one of the interviewees eat two out, Alex said, indicating Carla, just to get to the next stage of interview. Carla ignored him, her face looking towards the door.
Which means she's now one of your conquests and not your wife? There's nothing to conquer with me, because I'll give all of myself and my love to you because I want to. I'll be your wife. Though I must say your obsession with deals, most pointedly so with Leah, does make me wonder, especially with the way you word them. Daddy does something similar when he's trying to get the best deal from clients. He changes his personality accordingly. It's almost as if you were...
Anna, Alex hissed. He'd been holding up his hands the entire time, trying in vain to shush Anna. Glancing up, he found Carla still focused on the door.
Yes, husband?
Anna asked, smiling at him. Her eyes were innocent, her demeanor unchanged. I think perhaps talking about my secrets might be a betrayal of my trust, no?
But it's only you and me, silly. Unless she doesn't know everything,
Anna asked, glancing at Carla. She does not. Saw right fucking through me. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad to have someone to confide in. Two. A screech from the main hall cut through his thoughts. It was a shriek of pain, really. Then it was followed by shouts and screams. Putting on his mask, Alex stood up from his seat. Put your mask on, Anna, quick. Anna got her mask on and stood up, immediately moving behind him. Carla was already peeking through a gap in the door. Armed men with masks over their heads. They don't know what they're doing, but they're rounding everyone up. If I were on that crew, I'd be it would be rob, rape, kidnap, ransom, and murder. In that order.
Wow.
We should escape or move into the group of others. We really shouldn't be identified if we can avoid it, Carla said, looking back to him for direction. Alex shook his head. No, this wasn't a normal bandit group. Attacking a hall like this in the city means that people got bribed. Someone paid for this. Carla's right, though. Need to escape or get into the group and be anonymous.
Husband, I think it'd be best to go stay with the group. We can pretend to be a merchant husband and wife. They'll believe me. Anna said, grabbing his arm and pressing her breasts into it. Everyone always does.
Seems like a decent plan, Alex said, not really having a better idea. Escaping wasn't going to happen. He imagined the exits were all guarded, and if the guards weren't coming, they might actually be helping route traffic. Huh. The length coins travel. Let's hope. Rudolph saw this go down and is already arranging a rescue, rather than lying dead in an alley.
Oh, wow, what timing. We're at chapter 12. I guess that means we stop. Which is really quite timely since we don't know what's going to happen next. Let me see here. One who really suits him, a second who really suits him. Let's hope they suit each other. And I know Sir's not going to tell me. Grr.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Pardon me. I really didn't mean to do that. Well, I guess since it's just the four of us, as far as I know, as we both know, this is going to be one heck of a little bit of a week, because since we're going to have to wait to find out what happens next.
It is always a pleasure, Lady Fantasy, and thank you for the nuzzles. Alrighty. Huggles, cuddles, and kisses and more.